ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 45 द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंट्रोडक्शन एंड बिकॉज देयर इज नो परपोर्ट ऑन 45 वी विल रीड 46 47 एंड रीड टुगेदर टेक्स्ट 48 सो आई रीड 45 हे सातवानुजा बाला कृपना पुत्रिकोपमा हंतुम नार्हसि कायानिम इमं त्वं दीनवत्सला। As your younger sister, the poor girl, Devaki, is like your own daughter and deserves to be affectionately maintained. You are merciful, and therefore you should not kill her. Indeed, she deserves your affection. Text 46. Shisuka uvacha evam sa samabir vedair bodhyamano pidarunaha nanyavartata kauravya purushadan anuvrataha. Sukadeva Goswami continued, O best of the Kuru dynasty, Kamsa was fiercely cruel and was actually a follower of the Rakshasas. Therefore, he could be neither pacified nor terrified by the good instructions given by Vasudeva. He did not care about the results of sinful activities, either in this life or in the next. Nirbandham tasyatam gyatva vichintyana kadundubi praptam kalam prativyodum imam tatra vapadyata. When Vasudeva saw that Kamsa was determined to kill his sister, Devaki, he thought to himself very deeply, considering the imminent danger of death, he thought of another plan to stop Kamsa. Purport. Although Vasudeva saw the imminent danger that his wife, Devaki, would be killed, he was convinced of his welfare because at his birth, the demigods had played drums and kettle drums. He therefore attempted another way to save Devaki. Text 48. Mrityur Buddhimattapoyau Yavat Buddhi Valodayam Yadi Asau Na Nivarteta Naparado Sti Dehinaha Mrityur Buddhimattapoyo Yavat Buddhi Balodayam Yadi Asau Na Nivarteta Naparado stidehinaha Mityur buddhimatapoyo Yavad buddhi balodayam Yadya sauna nivarteta Naparado stidehinaha Mityur buddhi patapoyo Mityur buddhimattapoyo Yavad buddhi balodayam Yadya sauna nivarteta Naparado stidehinaha. Mityur buddhi Yavat Budi Padodayam. Yadyason Anivarteta. Naparados Tideta. Mrityur Budi Matta Poyo. Yavat Budi Balodayam. Yadyasa Nanivartekta. Naparados Tidenina. Matajis. Mudi yadu patopo yo. Yavat budi balodayam. Yadyaso nanivarteta. Naparado stideina. Mudi budi matapo yo. Yavat budi balodayam. Yadyasa nanivarteta. Naparado stidehina. Mrityu. Death. Budimata. By an intelligent person. Apoya. Should be avoided. Yavat, as long as Budi Bala Udayam, intelligence and bodily strength are present. Yadi, if Asau, that death, Nanivarteta, cannot be checked. Na, not. Aparadha, offense. Asti, there is. Dehina, of the person in danger of death. Translation. As long as he has intelligence and bodily strength, an intelligent person must try to avoid death. This is the duty of every embodied person. But if death cannot be avoided in spite of one's endeavors, a person facing death commits no offense. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is natural for a person facing untimely death to try his best to save himself. This is one's duty. Although death is sure, everyone should try to avoid it and not meet death without opposition, because every living soul is by nature eternal. Because death is a punishment imposed in the condemned life of material existence, the Vedic culture is based on avoiding death. Chakva deham punarjanma naiti. Everyone should try to avoid death and rebirth by cultivating spiritual life and should not submit to death without struggling to survive. One who is not trying to stop death is not an intelligent human being. Because Devaki was face to face with imminent death, it was Vasudeva's duty to save her, as he was trying his best to do. He therefore considered another way to approach Kamsa so that Devaki would be saved. Mityur Budi Matapo Yo, Yavad Budi Malodayam. Yadiya sao nanivarteta naparado stidehinaha. As long as he has intelligence and bodily strength, an intelligent person must try to avoid death. This is the duty of every embodied person. But if death cannot be avoided in spite of one's endeavors, a person facing death commits no offense. Om jnanat mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chaksur unmilitam jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, the instruction is given, Vasudev was trying to save the life of Devaki. The brother was trying to kill her because the eighth child would be there to kill him. So Kamsa, being very demoniac, was prepared to kill his own sister. Sister is well-wisher. Sister has to be protected. Women are to be protected in intelligent Brahminical society, in Varnashram society. Woman is protected in her youth by her father. Later on in life, she is protected by her husband. And finally, she is protected by her sons. She's always given protection and honor and respect. This is Vedic culture. But this Rakshasa, Kamsa, friend of the Rakshasas, associate of the Rakshasas, was ready to kill his own sister. So she was, her husband was, fighting for her life. And Prabhupada says here, we shouldn't just give up on life. There are so many pastimes in the Vedic literature. One comes to mind in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chota Haridas. He had committed some offense by associating with a woman. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu banned him from his association. So he took his own life. In our understanding, the Vedic version, to take your own life is a great sinful activity. It is not auspicious in any way. And one has to live out the remainder of one's days as a Buddha, as a ghost. So even this Chota Haridas, he became a ghost, but he was such a great Vaishnava, servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he performed kirtan in his ghostly body around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the rest of those days. Say one was supposed to have lived till 100 years, and somehow or other one takes his life, her life, does not fight for their life. One has to live as a ghost for however many years are remaining. Similar story in the ancient histories. Bilva Mangala Thakur, who in his younger days was known as Krishna Bhakta Surdas, he went to the home of a woman. I forget, he was begging or getting some rice for his spiritual master, and looked lustfully at the woman. He didn't do anything. According to our Shastra, he looked. Can you imagine? And it was such a great sinful activity that he had to ask her when she finally said, "What do you want?" He asked her for her hair pins and poked out his eyes and became blind. Therefore, in India nowadays, most parts of India, a blind person is called Surdas. If you're blind, you're a Surdas. That's a polite way of saying a blind man. So, these stories of the ancient Vedas, at one point, one devotee went to Srila Prabhupada on a morning walk and said, Prabhupada, in the story of Junior Haridas, he looked lustfully upon a woman, this sannyasi. Should we also commit suicide if we look lustfully upon the opposite sex? Look lustfully upon another person? And Prabhupada at first responded, yes, this is what Haridas Thakur, Chota Haridas did. Not Haridas Thakur. Chota Haridas. And then this devotee who was on the morning walk, 1976, faded back into the crowd of sannyasis and GBC men, some brahmacharis. And Prabhupada said, but don't do it, because then you'd all have to do it. Don't think, if I look lustfully at a woman, then I have to commit suicide. This movement would be all ghosts. We'd all be in subtle bodies. Prabhupada said that. You'd all be, don't do it. Because, whoops, you'd be, you'd all have to. Even one devotee asked one time, is it considered a fall down for a Canadian devotee? I think he was the president in Toronto. An actual Canadian devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, is it a fall down to get married in the household life? Prabhupada looked at him and said, what is the question of fall down for a fallen fellow? In other words, we're already fallen. What's the question of falling any further? It's just something you have to do. You can't be a brahmachari, obviously. Get married. What is the question of fall down? So therefore, in our Krishna consciousness movement, in this age, the mind is part of the subtle body. We have a gross body, earth, fire, air, ether. What is that? Earth, water, fire, air, ether, and something else. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Five elements. And the subtle elements are mind, intelligence, and ego. Of course, it's false ego, but ego. And actually, those subtle elements, our subtle body, carries us to the next life at the time of death. When we die, the spirit soul doesn't just leave the body and enter into its march toward Vaikuntha or Primi Bhojana, Sukra Mukha, Kumbhipaka, the hellish. But it's in the subtle body. And because we're identifying with that subtle body, mind, intelligence, and ego, the mind, because it's absorbed, Kama Esha, Krodha Esha, Rajaguna Samudbhava, Mahashano Mahapapma, Vidinam Yavairinam. Because it's absorbed in sense gratification, that mind is polluted. Sometimes people think, oh, I'm a very advanced person. But Bhagavatam says, if you don't have regard for the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and serve the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then you have avasuddha buddhi, polluted intelligence. So mind is there, it's subtle. But in this age, we're not responsible. Mind is made up of thinking, feeling, and willing. But in this age, the thinking and the feeling, we don't gain sinful reaction for. Past ages, one would gain reaction just for thinking, just for feeling. In this age, by willing, by performing activities, impious activities against Krishna's service. Then one is held responsible. But thinking, feeling, willing is there even in the spiritual world. Even in the soul thinks and feels and wills. The Mayavadis, they want to stop all thinking, feeling, and willing and become one with everything. Become nothing. Just because they're having such a terrible time, as everyone does, in this material world, the conclusion is, become nothing, near mama. Give up everything. I'm not this, not that. Prabhupada says in his Bhagavad Gita lectures, not this, not that, but what it is, that they do not know. Jivar Swarupaya Nitya Krishna does. So thinking, feeling, willing, when one gets to the willing stage, one is held responsible. So when in the spiritual stage, in the spiritual context, thinking, feeling, and willing are also there, but one thinks Manmanubhava Madbhakto of Krishna and becomes his devotee. One feels genuine, heartfelt devotion to Lord Krishna, dedication to Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and my spiritual master, to Srila Prabhupada. And one wills to engage in the activities of Krishna consciousness, to engage in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, hearing, chanting, remembering, serving. Otherwise, if one thinks too much of the material world, one will engage, will feel about those material things, and ultimately will to engage in materialistic activities. Prabhu, I don't think it's that good right now for me to be engaged in the Sankirtan mission. I think I should go to college. I'm feeling a calling. I hear a calling. Some other ghost must be calling. Go to college. Take out a loan for $150,000 with interest that you'll be paying for, as we heard so nicely explained yesterday, for the rest of your living days. No matter what. Even if you get a good job, you have to pay off the loan forever. Everyone. Of course, in our day, college was so cheap. I think my college cost $1,000. Can you imagine 40 more years from now, college will be $1,000,000. No one will be able to leave society because they'll be paying all their debts that they incur at the time of graduation. So, someone may be thinking for sense gratification and go to get a great education, to get a great job, so I can work in this material world and become very attached to the concomitant miseries that go along. But the Vaishnava's thinking, feeling, and willing is for Krishna. Whatever is best for Krishna consciousness. I accept those things favorable. If it were favorable to get a degree so that I could preach Krishna consciousness with a doctorate degree in science, then Prabhupada sometimes made exceptions. Very rarely, but made exceptions. Accept that which is favorable and reject anything that is unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. So, the mind, and then there's the intellect. Intelligence means to discriminate between what is spiritual and what is material. That's actually the definition of intelligence. Our spiritual, Srila Prabhupada's definition. Intelligence means to discriminate between the spiritual and the material. Therefore, one who is very intelligent can discriminate. This is devotional service. This is Maya. Of course, some persons claim to be advanced in spiritual life and claim that mundane activities are so-called spiritual. This is due to a lack of intelligence. Maya apritigyana. Their knowledge is stolen by illusion. The intellect is meant for discriminating because one is always accepting and rejecting. The mind is there. It's the subtle body. It's accepting and rejecting. I accept some things and then later I may reject the same thing, or I reject one thing and accept another thing. This is the nature of the mind. But a devotee is trained in devotional service to accept what is favorable for Krishna consciousness and reject that which is unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. And then ego, mind, intelligence, and ego. The ego is either identifying as the servant of Krishna, the transcendental ego, Jivar Swarupoi, Nitya Krishna Das, Chaitanyara Dasa Muni, Chaitanyara Das, Chaitanyara Dasa Muni, Tanra Dasara Das. I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya, a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya, and a servant of his servant's servants. Just like our Tamal Krishna Goswami wrote that book about Srila Prabhupada and called Servant of the Servant. So ego means I utilize my ego to understand who I am, a servant of Lord Chaitanya. But in this material world, what binds us is everyone is thinking, Ishwaroham, aham bogi, siddoham, balavam suki. Bhagavad Gita states, 16th chapter. Ishwaroham, I'm the controller. Aham bogi, I'm the enjoyer. Siddoham, I'm perfect. Balavan, I'm powerful. Suki, and I'm happy. He is my enemy. I'm going to destroy him. I will destroy you. Someone told me that a few years back. I will destroy you. Of course, the response in this material world, bring it on. In the spiritual world, I don't think we use that lingo. We're not supposed to. Siddoham balavam suki. I'm perfect, I'm powerful, and I'm happy. He's my enemy, I've destroyed him. My other enemy, I'll also destroy. This is the thought of the demoniac, materialistic nature. Ishwaroham aham bogi siddoham balavam suki. But the devotee knows, he's trained, even a child, born in Krishna consciousness, young child, the little children that come, know, I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm not this body. I'm a spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Anyone, everyone knows. Therefore, with purified mind, intelligence, and false ego, at the time of death, when the mind, intelligence, and false ego are totally purified of identification with this material world and attachment to all of the agents of this material world, wife, home, sons, husband, property. What is that verse in Bhagavatam? Wife, home, sons. Janasya mohoyam, aham ameti. What's the first line? Pumsam striyamituni bhavametam. Tayorido ridya grantamahu. Ato grihak cheta sitapta vitayar janasya mohoyam. Aham ameti. I am my body. This is me. Oh, that's me. Aham ameti. Everyone these days, aham ameti. What do they call? Selfies. I don't know if devotees... Of course, if devotees take selfies, it's devotional service. They're playing mridanga or they're singing kirtan. But everyone wants to take... Everybody! People are driving their cars. You have to be careful. Somebody's taking a selfie while they're driving. Not only texting, they're taking selfies. See how I'm driving. Janasya mohoyam aham ameti. I am this body. This is me. That selfie, that's me. That's unfortunate understanding. Ato, grihak, chetra, son, sons, daughters, land, house, sitapta, vitire, wealth, wife, kingdom, janasya mohoyam, and thinking, aham ameti, I am this body. Therefore, we train the mind, intelligence, and ego, the subtle body. We train the mind, shravanam kirtanam vishnu, hear and chant. It isn't brainwashing, as we heard the other day explained. It's, Prabhupada called it, your brain needs cleansing. They were saying in the 70s, oh, Krishna, Hare Krishna is brainwashing. And Prabhupada said, yes, your brain is filled with stool from one ear to the other. Therefore, it needs cleansing. So we are washing the brain with Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Because your brain needs washing. It needs cleansing. Prabhupada never took that as, oh, they think we're brainwashing. That's terrible. He used it as an opportunity to explain. Yeah, your brain is filthy. Your mundane brain is full of junk. Therefore, you need to cleanse it with Krishna consciousness. So we use our mind in Krishna service. We use our intelligence to advance the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. Advance Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And we use our ego. Ego is there, just not the false ego, but our ego that we are servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are Vaishnavas. And that ego, one doesn't become egoless. Even when one is a pure devotee, that ego is the identification of one's service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, when one is completely pure, mind, intelligence, false ego, at the time of death, one is transferred to the spiritual world. But as long as our subtle body is polluted, as long as we have tinges of sense gratification or polluted by material desires, the subtle body will take us to our next birth, will take us first, even the Pandavas. They had to see hell. Krishna instructed them all, and during the battle of Kurukshetra, they all hesitated. And because of that hesitation, Yudhisthira hesitated because he was told to say that Asvatthama, the elephant, is dead, so that Dronacharya would lose his enthusiasm. He hesitated. Ultimately, he said it, and Drona gave up the fight. Similarly, Arjuna, Krishna told him, shoot now. His elder brother, he didn't know, but Karna, Radheya, was trying to get the chariot wheel out of the mud. There's that beautiful picture. And Arjuna shot him with an arrow while he was time out. He was taking the wheel out of the mud. In Vedic culture, that's a time out. You can't shoot a man while he's taking his wheel out of the mud. But Krishna told Arjuna, now. Arjuna hesitated because it wasn't chivalry. But he followed it ultimately because it was Krishna. Bhima was told, hit Duryodhana below the belt. We all know the story. Duryodhana went to see his mother. She gave him the blessing. But Krishna, on the way to seeing the mother, he saw Krishna. And Krishna said, don't go see your mother naked. That's like not a good thing. You can't do that. That's a little off color there. Put on a gumcha. Put on something. Cover your midsection. Because he knew that when Gandhari took off her handkerchief, her blindfold, she had volunteered to take blindness because her husband, Dhritarashtra, the king, was blind from birth. So she took off the blindfold, gave the Shakti to her son, but because he was covered in the midsection, his midsection became vulnerable. So that when the fight was taking place, Bhima was instructed by Krishna in the audience, in the bleachers, hit him below the belt. Not allowed. Disallowed in Vedic culture. Even in culture today, disallowed. 1 point, hitting below the belt. To disqualify. You can't do. So, Bhima hesitated. And because of the hesitation, all of the Pandavas had to visit hell first. They went to hell, Prabhupada explains. What to speak of ourselves? So, no one wants to end this life too soon, because it isn't that just because you chant once Hare Krishna, you're going to Vaikuntha, your guru that you're aspiring for will send a chariot, and you're on your way to Vaikuntha. Not quite that easy. According to the Shastra, one has to become 100% pure. 100% dedicated. No polluted mind, intelligence, and false ego. Pure. 100% pure. Then you go to Vaikuntha. Otherwise, Suchinam Shrimatam Gehe Yoga Brasta Vijayate. One has to come back. in a nice family or someplace, in a rich family or a pious family. So therefore, we struggle to stay in this world, not necessarily for phone calls from business persons in the morning, but we struggle to stay in this world to become more and more purified, to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, they were quoting the other day, I looked it up. Prabhupada was in the elevator in 1976 in New York. He had externally a cold. And he said, they said, Prabhupada, we're supposed to go to Tehran. We shouldn't go, you're sick. Prabhupada was in the elevator. He put down his danda and said, I want the benediction to fight to the last breath for Krishna, my guru. To fight to the last breath. So this is our situation also. 40 years from now, we'll all be gone, and you young devotees will be sitting in the chairs in the back, in your 60s, mid-60s, and there'll be a whole new generation of bhaktas and bhaktins. Therefore, we have to be very studious to purify the mind, intelligence, and false ego, and fight for Krishna to the very last breath. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.